Welcome to the Creative Makerspace News, where the creative mind is unleashed, where we explore the depths of creativity and the hurdles that often accompany it. I'm your host, Angie B, and today we're diving into a topic that plagues many creative souls, the paralysis of perfectionism. Yes, the paralysis of perfectionism. Picture this. You have a brilliant idea, a project that ignites your passion and sets your imagination on fire. You dive into it head first. Now, how many of us have done that? Fueled by excitement and enthusiasm. But then something dangerously creeps in. The relentless pursuit of perfection. Suddenly, every word, every stroke of a brush, every note must be flawless. And so you find yourself stuck in a loop of endless revisions and doubts, unable to move forward. Perfectionism. Is a double-edged sword. On one hand, it helps drive us to produce exceptional work, pushing us to refine our skills and pay attention to the smallest details. But on the other hand, it can become a prison, trapping us in a cycle of anxiety and self-doubt. So, why do so many creative individuals fall into this trap? One reason is fear. Fear of failure, fear of criticism, fear of not living up to our own realistic standards. We convince ourselves that if we just keep tweaking and refining, we can avoid these dreaded outcomes. But in reality, perfection is an illusion, in my opinion. And the pursuit of it only serves to hold us back. Another factor is comparison. In today's hyper-connected world, it's all too easy to measure our own work against the seemingly flawless creations of others. We see their polished portfolios and flawless performances and can't help but feel inadequate in comparison. But what we often forget is that behind every masterpiece lies a trail of discarded drafts, experiments that didn't work, and moments of self-doubt. So how do we break free from the paralysis of perfectionism? The first step is acceptance. Accept that perfection is unattainable and that making mistakes is a part of the creative process. Embrace the imperfections, for they are what make our work uniquely ours. Next, set realistic goals and deadlines for yourself. Like, how often have you set a goal, set a deadline, and you know it wasn't realistic? I know I have, or am I the only one that have done that? I said to myself, hey, in 2 weeks, I'm having a pop-up. But you know, because of the fact that the things that I create them by hand. Well, that's stuff that you have to create, right? Okay. And then you might be stuck in a rut. So that's why it's important for us to set realistic goals and deadlines for ourselves. We have to break the projects down into manageable tasks and focus on making progress rather than achieving perfection. Remember, it's better to have something imperfect than nothing at all. Surround yourself with a supportive community of fellow creatives who understands the struggles you're facing. And that's so important. They first of all have to understand, okay? And they really have to truly be a real supportive community. Not some fake one trying to get your information, steal your ideas. You don't need that kind of drama in your life. You need a real supportive community. And sometimes it means stepping out of your comfort zone. Sometimes it means going into a community where you don't even look like the people that you're going in the community to do the business with or be in the supportive creative group. Because one thing that we've known or always said is that certain people steal everything. So listen, everybody somewhere, not everybody, but there's a group of people, no matter what color they look like, they steal. Okay? So I just want you to know that. And finally, and finally, and finally, before we get to finally, when I tell you to surround yourself, I need to go back to this. When I tell you to surround yourself with supportive communities of fellow creators who understand your struggles you're facing, they might not understand you as a person but when you're in a creative community that's like-minded, it don't really matter the color of their skin. What it matters is that you all can support each other. You all, because for some reason, you know what? I'm not going to even get into that. We're going to pass this on to next time. I don't want to get into that one right now. But let me also say this. Inside of that supportive community, share your work in progress. But see, remember, this is a community that you can trust, okay? Seek feedback and celebrate each other's successes and setbacks. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. And finally, here we go with the end finally. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when things don't go as planned. Treat yourself with the same practice and understanding that you would offer to a friend facing similar challenges. In the end, the true measure of success lies not in perfection, but in the courage to create despite our imperfections. So, let go of the need for everything to be just right and embrace the messy, unpredictable, beautifully imperfect process of creation. You know how trying to be so perfect and, you know, we are harder on ourselves than anybody else is. And when you try that and you want to make everything perfect, nothing is perfect. Nothing is flawless. We're not perfect. We're not flawless. We have flaws and imperfections. And it's okay. Like I said, that's what make you uniquely you. That's what make your work uniquely yours. So really try it. Embrace the messy, unpredictable, beautifully imperfected process of creation. Because guess what? You're not alone. And someone is looking for that from you just to hear you say it. God knows I know. And I have to embrace the messy, unpredictable, beautifully imperfect process of creation. And that's creating. No matter what, just throw it out there. Throw it up against the wall till it sticks. Well, I hope you like this episode, which is our first episode of the Creative Makerspace News. So remember, this is our new branding, but I'm still here, Angie B. But for today, y'all, that's all for today's episode. So join me next time as we continue to explore the wonders of creativity and the human spirit. Remember, it's okay to be imperfect. In fact, it's what makes you uniquely you.